This is Carrie Crowley of the Bay Area News Group. Now back to the Giants pregame show with Marty Lurie on KMBR 680.
All right, let us go down to the desert and bring in Carrie Crowley, as he said, the beat reporter for the Bay Area News Group and the San Jose Mercury News. Carrie, how are you?
Excellent, Marty. How are you?
Very good today. We have the fog, as you know, in your favorite town of San Francisco. So good running weather for you.
Yeah, I'm a bit jealous. I'm ready to get home to the fog, I'll tell you that much.
I know you are. What's the weather like today? Or at least indoors, it's okay. How about outdoors today?
Oh, you know, we're probably talking another 108 degree day. So that's par for the course here in Arizona.
Very good. All right. Let's talk a little Giants baseball and baseball in general. First of all, Tyson Ross, I don't know if you saw it this morning, was put on waivers. And claim Jordan Lyles as well, and Padres have 2 days to pull him back or make a deal with a team that claimed that player. Think the Giants could be one of those teams that would claim Tyson Ross?
You know, with the way that Chris Stratton threw on Friday night and the struggles that Andrew Suarez had yesterday, it really wouldn't surprise me. The only thing that would be stopping them from doing so, in my opinion, is that Ross is owed $500,000 the rest of the season, and I'm not sure that they have the financial flexibility to pay anyone who's worth more than, you know, maybe $100,000 at this point, because they can't afford many more players that, under the luxury tax threshold. They can't afford much beyond a minimum salary, and so the fact that Ross is making that much, perhaps they can strike a deal where they shed some salary with Ross, but you know, it's probably a 50-50 proposition there.
Yeah, I would think it's I would bet that they're one of the teams that put in a claim for him. Now, I don't know if – well, they're probably the first to do it of the contenders, because mm-hmm. when you look at the wild card standings, everyone is above them, and, of course, in the division, everyone's above them. So it wouldn't shock me if they did it. But I'll tell you one thing. Andrew McCutchen boosted his stock last night, and there are teams that are interested in him, and it takes a partner to make it happen. But I think last night McCutchen showed what everyone's been waiting for, and that's he's got a live bat.
Yeah, and if the Giants lose today, they'll fall seven back in the division. And I think they'll seriously need to think about putting Andrew McCutchen on revocable waivers, because his value is never going to be higher than it is after last night's game. And the Giants are in a position where they could sell and get something for him. You know, you're not going to get a marquee prospect, but you might get a role piece or something that can help you down the line, especially if you feel like you're out of the race in the National League West, and seven back with 49 to play, in my opinion, would qualify as that. And it's not just the seven-game deficit. It's the fact that there's three teams in front of them, and in the wild card race, there's 5-6.
Well, it's plus how you're playing. You know, you've seen 112 games, or 56 and 56. They're just an inconsistent team, and they're built on pitching right now that's young and going through a part of the season they've never really gone through before, including today's pitcher, Holland, who hasn't really gone through this part of the season probably in 5 or 6 years, and you don't know how he's going to go. But then let's take McCutchen just a step further. If you want to shed the salary, which would be about $4 million left for the Giants to do it, and that means you're not going to get much back, but it does give them tremendous flexibility. And if you did get a Tyson Ross, that's someone you could have next year as well.
Yeah, that's a great point, Marty. And it does allow you to pick up other people on waivers. If you want to sell a piece like McCutchen, who entered the year making $14 million, you've got 2 months left of him. You get him off of the payroll. You bring in a Ross. That's easy to do. You can bring in maybe one or two other pieces off of waivers. And all of a sudden, you've changed the dynamic of your club. And maybe they go stronger with pitching. Maybe they bring up Chris Shaw at some point to take a look at him in the outfield, or give Austin Slater the chance to play every day in the outfield when Brandon Belt comes back. But it does give you a few opportunities. And, you know, McCutchen hitting .264 with 12 home runs this season, you're not losing a whole lot of production out of your lineup, even if he does get hot down the stretch.
Yeah, he must go. And I think he must go soon. He must go. There is no doubt in my mind. There is no reason in the world to keep him any longer, because, as you say, the trade-off and the replacement player is not going to be that dramatically different than what he gives you now. Very good. I think we settled that. He goes tomorrow. That's what we've concluded that, Kerry. He goes tomorrow. All right.
If they lose, if they lose.
I think if they win, he should go tomorrow, too, just to get a pitcher, to tell you the truth. And if that would get him Tyson Ross, I would do it in a heartbeat. All right. Steven Duggar. Steve Finley was there last night. Everyone made a big deal about it. He's a spitting image of Steve Finley. He looks like him. He hits like him. It was kind of fun to see that duo together. And then Duggar went out and had a great game last night.
Yeah, Duggar flashed the potential that really the Giants have talked about for the better part of two seasons. And, you know, the day after meeting Steve Finley, it is really uncanny how similar they are, Marty. I mean, you just look at them side by side, and it looks like Steven Duggar came along just 20 years after Steve Finley. He could be his son out there, and he plays a tremendous center field. We saw his first truly brilliant defensive play last night as he robbed the red-hot David Peralta in right center field with a snow cone grab, and he hits the home run in the fourth inning, gets the silent treatment in the dugout. The veterans have a ton of respect for the way that he carries himself and the way he goes about his business. And, you know, if Duggar hits, and that's a big if right now for the Giants, but if he hits and he can be a true starting outfielder, it's going to give them a huge lift over the next few seasons, and it's going to hasten their ability to get back into contention, because he's a special talent in center field, and he's a special talent on the bases. It's just a matter of, does he have enough in his bat to make a difference?
Yep, he's a center fielder too, which is critical. You know, he's vulnerable to the changeup, but that every young hitter is vulnerable to that when you get to the big leagues, because these pitchers can do whatever they want, whenever they want. He's got to figure that out. What was your take on Suarez last night? Of course, unfortunately, followed up Stratton's game Friday night. What's the analysis after the game about Stratton? I'm sorry, about Suarez. Suarez.
No worries. The command just hasn't been there for Andy Suarez the past four starts. Eight hits in each of his last three outings, 10 hits last night. Gave up two home runs, including one to Nick Ahmed, who hit two against the Giants. And I just think he's starting to show the signs of the wear and tear of the Major League Baseball season. It was his 19th start, and he was a full-time starter at the AAA level before the Giants called him up. And he said he's feeling fine. He's bouncing back in between starts and doesn't feel the normal fatigue that he would. But you can't help but wonder if he is feeling it, because Bruce Bochy said they built in that extra day of rest for him. And I think that they'll continue to do that even with the off days down the stretch, just because there is growing concern that Suarez is going to pass his innings count, a place that he's never been before, and major league teams are starting to catch on to what he has to offer.
Yeah, and you're right. There's a big difference between control and command. Control means you're going to throw a strike, okay, but command means you're going to throw it where you want to throw it. And I tweeted out last night, when he gives up home runs, when any of the Giants give up home runs, they are pitches that are right down the middle, or just, you know, you can't miss them. And when major league hitters hit him, they hit him out. And that, to me, that looks like what he's doing. He doesn't have the command right now.
Yeah, and that's been an issue for Derek Holland at different points of the season. When he misses, it's been right in the heart of the zone, and the Giants have to be careful. We've seen the damage that this D-backs team can do. It's why they're in first place right now. I mean, Paul Goldschmidt can hit any pitch out, but you can't throw a pitch down the middle to Nick Ahmed anymore. You can't do that to David Peralta with the way that he's hitting. And Andy Suarez did last night. He made a few mistakes to Steven Souza, and Souza made him pay. And Souza just having a down year, and he's still a major league hitter, and major league hitters hit mistakes.
I like Souza. I like him. I like the way, I like the bat. I mean, I realize he's been hurt a lot this year, but I'll tell you, the ball he hit off the batter's eye last night, and then he hit the ball down the first baseline, those are two legit hits.
Yeah, there's something there with Souza. I think the D-backs made the right decision to go out and get him in the offseason. He was supposed to be the J.D. Martinez replacement and just hasn't lived up to that at all. But Souza has given them something. The guy that I like is A.J. Pollock, and I think that the Giants will be wise to make a run at him in free agency this year.
Mm-hmm. Very good. All right. Derek Holland, Robbie Ray. We talked a little bit about Holland, and he's been terrific. He really has a swing guy back and forth. But Robbie Ray is not the Robbie Ray of last year. He gets hit at home pretty good, still striking everybody out. But Robbie Ray, maybe the command isn't there for him. He loves pitching against the Giants. They've got a tough game today with Robbie Ray.
Tough game, but really a must-win game, Marty. This is their first chance, or another chance to clinch their first winning road trip of the season. They fell six back of the D-backs. You can't fall seven back with 49 to play. It's just not a recipe for success. The Dodgers are playing the Astros. Chance to gain ground against them after what Houston did to Los Angeles last night, just roughed them up at Dodger Stadium. These are the types of games that you have to win if you're going to be serious about being in this pennant race in August and September. And the Giants have been too inconsistent for us to really give them a shot. But, you know, if they win today, the math looks good, and all of a sudden it's a lot better than it is heading into the date.
No, I agree with you. Robbie Ray has lost his last four starts. As I say, against the Giants, he's pitched a lot better against them than anybody else other than the Dodgers. But, you know, they got a shot against him today if Derek Holland can keep the ball in the park. You're right, Holland, he's given up 102 hits, and of those 102, 43 of them are for extra bases. And all 15 home runs to righties, so Goldschmidt probably is probably at the park already taking batting practice, I would think. All right, one last thought for you. It's always great to have you on, Kerry. It really is. Posey should play today, I take it.
Yeah, that's the expectation. As long as he wakes up feeling fine, he passed his concussion test last night. So Bruce Bochy said he wanted to give him another day off from catching, but he would play first base if he was healthy enough.
Oh, very good. All right. Well, look, have a good day today. We'll follow you on Twitter, as always, KO_Crowley. And we appreciate you being on, as always. Thanks, Kerry.
All right, Marty. See you at the park this week.
All right. When do you come out this week? Well, Kerry's gone. All right.
Day off this time.
Oh, sorry. When are you out? You're off tomorrow?
Yeah, just off tomorrow, and I'll be back Tuesday and all the rest of the week.
Ah, terrific. All right, we'll see you Tuesday. Thanks, Kerry.
Sounds good, Marty.
All right, that is Kerry Crowley. More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.